Throughout this morning, we've been hearing responses to Barack Obama's election from around the world. In a moment, we'll go to Mexico City. First, we will travel to Barack Obama's ancestral home in western Kenya. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports from Kogelo.
Hi, Obama.
We're up 10 bulls and counting. The villagers who are neighbors of the Obama family have offered 10 bulls for a feast later today. And more offers are coming. Food is the greatest gift here. This is some of the most fertile farmland in all of Kenya, where mangoes, bananas, corn, and tomatoes grow among red-budded flame trees. Sarah Obama is the 86-year-old paternal grandmother of the president-elect and a farmer herself. She says they will eat so much food tonight, they'll even be chewing the water.
She says that she's very happy about what has happened, and she's happy not just for herself, but for the whole world.
That's Mr. Obama's Kenyan sister, Alma, as interpreter. The Obama family in particular have been at the center of a two-year media blitz. And as a sign of the strain, or perhaps as a sign of being 86 years old, Sarah Obama took a nap before facing reporters outside her tidy little blue-roofed house. She says she plans to attend the inauguration in January, but may die of happiness at the airport. Otherwise, Alma Obama says they don't expect life to change much with an Obama in the White House.
As a family, we support Barack, but we have no expectations because we're very, very clear that this is something he's doing in America and that he's an American person.
The Obamas are of the Luo tribe, and this area of the country is home to the Luos. But in Kenya, there has never been a Luo president. For years, people here have said that a Luo has a better chance of becoming president of the United States than the president of Kenya. And apparently, they were right. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Kenya.